We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila. It's Friday, February 6th, 2026. CU at Home is hosting its annual One Winter Night fundraiser today outside the venue CU. The event will see participants spending the night outside in tents, cars, or makeshift shelters to experience common difficulties faced by homeless individuals. WPGU News correspondent Gavin Westlake spoke with Melissa Courtwright, the executive director for CU at Home.
I think overall the impact on the community is positive because I think that it gives everybody, again, that moment to pause and really reflect on the things that they have, the things that they're grateful for.
The event serves as an annual way to raise money for Paths to Progress, which combats homelessness in the CU area. Courtwright also spoke about the understanding the event helps build within the community.
You know, our clients want what everyone wants. They want safety. They want stability. They may not have all of the answers on how they're going to get there, but they want the same things we all want.
For those looking to make donations or volunteer for the fundraiser, visit cuathome.us. In the arts, the house show scene here in Champaign-Urbana offers not only a fun time, but also a creative outlet. Each house show features multiple bands in one night, varying in genre of music. Most bands play their original songs, but now and then, they may play a cover from your favorite artist. From venues like Treehouse, The War Room, Cosmo, and so much more, there's music for everybody. Shrenik Balaji, a junior in engineering, is performing at the Spico tomorrow. Balaji believes it's important to attend events like this for many reasons.
I think it's really important to go support local artists, especially because a lot of them have very similar messages and have a lot of things to say about just like the climate that's kind of going on. So I think it's super important to support those kind of people.
Balaji hopes CU residents will come out to support local artists and to have some fun.
I think in general, like the bottom line that I try to emphasize is that I want people to just feel like they can go to a place and just listen to, you know, a band do a cover and just scream their heart out of getting everything that they wanted to get out in one go. So
for the address, DM Spico on Instagram at @the_SPEAKO. Zooming out, today's World News Roundup brings you this week's top headlines from around the world. An update for national news. White House border czar Tom Homan stated Wednesday that about 700 federal officers will be withdrawn from Minnesota immediately after state and local officials agreed to cooperate by turning over arrested immigrants. About 2,000 officers will remain in the state and continue the operation. Homan said, quote, "A widespread pullout will occur only after there's more cooperation and protesters stop interfering with federal agents carrying out arrests," end quote. Now turning to Europe, yesterday negotiators from Moscow and Kiev held a second day of U.S. broker discussion in Abu Dhabi. The discussion aimed to end their war, despite a sharp rise in Russia's winter strikes on Ukraine's power supply and a dramatic increase in Ukrainian civilians killed in combat last year. Rustem Umerov, Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council chief, said, quote, "We are working in the same formats as yesterday, trilateral consultations, group work, and further synchronization of positions," end quote. The delegations were also joined by U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and the President Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. In Latin America this week, Wednesday, an Argentine judge requested the extradition of former Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to face justice in Argentina under crimes against humanity allegations. Argentina issued an international arrest warrant for Maduro last year, after he was removed from power by U.S. military operation this January, prosecutors renewed their push to extradite him. Plaintiffs of the charge, according to AP News, include Venezuelans who suffer torture, arbitrary detention, and enforced disappearance, among other abuses, at the hands of Venezuelan security forces and intelligence agents. Finally, in Africa, Tuesday evening in western Nigeria, armed extremists killed at least 160 people during an attack on two villages. While nobody has claimed responsibility for the attacks, Parliament member Mohat Omar Bayo told AP News that the attack was carried out by Lakarawa, an armed group affiliated with the Islamic State. In response to the ongoing military operations, State Governor Abdulrahman Abdulzarek described the attack as, quote, cowardly expression of frustration by terrorist cells, end quote, making it one of the deadliest assaults in months. The United States, according to U.S. Africa Command, has sent a small team of military officers in response to the security crisis. Back to local news. The Urbana Free Library is hosting an open house tomorrow from noon to 2 p.m. The open house comes to celebrate the reopening of the library's newly renovated first floor. The Freedom Coalition will be providing live music. In addition, the event will include crafts, light refreshments, stories, and a library passport to be stamped at every activity station for a prize. Accommodation requests should be made via email at programming@urbanafree.org or via phone at 217-367-4057. Closing out with sports, for the fourth year in a row, at least one former Illinois football player will become a Super Bowl champion. Three Illinois football alumni, Tommy DeVito and Vidarian Lowe of the New England Patriots and Devon Witherspoon of the Seattle Seahawks, will compete on the field Sunday in Super Bowl 60. Witherspoon was Illinois' highest drafted defensive back ever when the Seahawks picked him fifth in 2023. DeVito played 1 year as a starting quarterback for the Illini in 2022, with the Patriots being his second stop as a backup quarterback in the NFL. Lowe started at Illinois for 5 years between 2017 and 2021, where his 52 career starts as an Illini ranked second in program history. At a press conference Wednesday afternoon, Illinois head coach Brett Bielema had this to say about his former players from both Illinois and the other schools he's coached at before.
But obviously excited to see the two teams match up with the Patriots and the Seahawks. Devin, obviously Witherspoon is a captain. I think it's pretty interesting. Got, I think, six former players in the Super Bowl during my career, three of them here from the Illini with Tommy and Vidarian. So just really excited for those guys.
This marks the first Super Bowl appearance for all three former Illini. Super Bowl 60 kicks off Sunday at 5:30 p.m. in Levi's Stadium, broadcast live on NBC. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Gavin Westlake, Kyler Bowie, Olivia Rebelon, Grace Avila, and Adam Edwards. From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila.